come with us now, if you dare, down a rickety staircase into a dank, dark basement. What awaits? The Saturday Night Freak Show.
Thanks for listening to the Saturday Night Freak Show podcast. Every Saturday night we do this, we watch a movie that's chosen round robin by one of the group, and then we sit around a bar, drink libations, and talk about it for your listening pleasure and enjoyment.
It always sounds like Colin's just getting a little more tired of it as we go along. Like, every Saturday night, we do this bullshit. Like,
welcome again. Back to the Saturday Night Freak Show.
All the time.
Oh, we're back.
For 6 years, I've been doing this.
It's Saturday again.
All right, next week, it's going to be full of Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
All right, so these are your internet radio superstars.
Holly.
Sean.
Travis.
And I'm the aforementioned Colin, and tonight we watched a movie that was chosen by Sean.
Sean is responsible.
What did we watch?
My fault. 1997's Jack Frost.
You know who made this movie?
Michael Cooney.
This is not the other Jack Frost.
This is not Michael Keaton's Jack Frost.
When did that come out?
That came out after, which is like really confusing, right?
Yeah.
Like, why would they? Disney's like, shut up.
What's the plot line of the Michael
Keaton? It's like a
he dies. He dies. And I think his son wishes him back, and he turns into a snowman.
Come on, guys. We just watched a bad movie. We're going to talk about a fucking worse movie.
It's like, heartbreaking. They have to say goodbye to him at the end again.
It's really sad.
Michael Keaton, every movie Michael Keaton does, he dies. Like, seriously, I'm sick of him dying in movies.
He didn't die in Spotlight.
Whatever.
Or in Batman.
Sure. Or Batman. Or the Dream Team.
So this movie is about a serial killer who dies and comes back as a snowman.
Thanks to the genetic testing truck that spilled chemicals all over the road.
Yeah, before we get into the fucking... Because it's like there's no plot to this movie. Before we even get into it, like...
It's thin.
Does everybody remember around the time this came out? Yes. I remember it vividly because this was the end of horror movies. This was it. Freddy Krueger.
Travis declares the end of horror movies in every decade. It was all over.
This was it.
I've always said Freddy Krueger killed the horror movie because after the whole, like, you know, no screaming while the bus is in motion, you know, that shit killed horror movies because everybody's like, that's what you gotta do. If you're gonna sell the Freddy toy, you gotta have the funny guy. You gotta have the fucking parents laughing so they'll take the kids and they'll be laughing. We'll have the NES games. We'll have the... And this fucking ruined horror movies to where everything
killed
was...
the 80s horror movie, for sure.
Well, then it changed it, right?
Yeah. Well, the 90s was, like, notoriously
a dire decade for horror movies. Everybody tried to go for that fucking new Freddy Krueger. You had Dr. Giggles. You had Rumpelstiltskin. You had fucking Leprechaun.
Oh, I
want to
watch that one again.
Do you remember Sandman?
That's a great movie.
Do you remember the Sandman or the Sleepwalker? It was called Sleepwalker. Dude, it's like the fucking same story as this about a fucking criminal getting, like, hit by... It's just like, how many fucking movies are going to make about a serial killer that gets hit with some genetic shit?
I want to mark it. 3 minutes in, Travis is yelling already. I just want to mark that down.
Well, because
this might be a record.
This was so... I mean, you guys got to understand. I was exploring horror movies at this time, right? And I was finding all this fantastic shit, right? So then anything that was actually coming out in my lifetime, like, if I'd pick up a Fangoria, it'd be like, what the fuck? Who wants to see this shit? Like, so I was like, you know, it was
sure
those,
this had a cover.
It was painful. It was painful to know that, like, oh my God, the past, like, 30 years have been, like, just...
They were awesome.
For
the
horror
80s
movies
were awesome.
Have been amazing. And then everything I see coming out is like, fucking what? Yeah. Like, it's a joke. Horror movies are a joke.
Yeah, It was basically Scream came along and saved the genre.
Kind of, yeah. Homaging it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little revitalization in there.
Whodunits and whatever came back. Yeah, I was thinking that the beginning of this was like taking... I mean, I guess anytime you have like... there's somebody who gets a chemical... It was Swamp Thing, right? They like took the opening of Swamp Thing or something. You got a guy who gets doused in chemicals who this time... falls into snow instead of a swamp, and then he is reborn as a snowman instead of a swamp man.
Oh, man, this is going to hurt.
Oh, one-liners.
Well, we should say that this movie... do we know who made this movie?
I mean, Michael Cooney wrote and directed.
I'm assuming humans. I know, like...
some version of it.
Did he do, like, anything else? Jack Frost 2?
He wrote Jack Frost 2. He wrote Identity. And then everything.
What, the one with John Cusack?
Yeah.
Really?
He did. Yeah. He wrote Identity, which is a good movie.
I don't like it, but I guess that's something to be... A lot of people like it, so I guess that's something to be said for
it. It's something, but not much else.
It got him this. I mean, I guess this got him that.
It was like 6 years later. 2003 was Identity.
Oh, okay.
So now he just takes his TBS like royalty money for like Identity showings once a year. And just like, now who's laughing?
Yeah, I think he wrote a few things, maybe produced something or other, but nothing really major after Identity.
Whoa.
Well, it's just amusing when you're watching this movie, like early on, the amount of effort that the production crew must have gone into to try and convince, you know, to make it look like there was actually snow winter on the ground. And well, there is, it is winter in some shots. Yeah. There is legitimate snow and you can see the character's breath.
Right.
But in a lot of the early scenes, I mean, it's like, it's bad. It is, they have like
fuzzy
have
a, snow.
Yeah.
What, cotton in the trees.
They're making these snowmen in the town square and they are basically, they look like they are made of like down feathers or something.
Let's just say they use everything in this movie for snow. They use fucking what looks like shaving cream.
I'm pretty sure they just went to Joanne Fabrics and like, what do you got that's white?
What's white? What can we do sheet that's on there? White? We
got they some... literally do that though at one point. That shit that you put down, my mom does it every year with her little Charles Dickens.
The little houses and stuff.
Yeah. There's this snow that you put down. It's like a felt.
It's kind of, angel
they
hair.
They have this.
Be careful.
Like in one of the shots, because I was looking at it, the camera dips a little too low in the frame and you can see that,
there's,
you know,
sheets
like,
of this shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so little snow, they decorate the outsides of buildings with that fake drippy snow stuff, the just that goes
like
on the edging and everything.
Yeah.
Yes. They went up and shot.
It's like the 70s, right?
Like, they go like, and they put like cotton in balls.
Cotton,
or like,
cotton
they spread it out like it's the fucking like I'm sure they had to buy the Halloween spider.
I was gonna say the Halloween spider webs. Like, it's exactly what it was. Yeah,
it's fucking white.
So it's we're saying that it's cheap. We actually think
they went and shot in Big Bear, which is up in California,
which
but there
was
is
where
snow
the guy's
in Big Bear.
Mom lived.
Probably that's what we're guessing.
or we're guessing. The cousin that
grandma, can I use your house?
The house. The house, ladies and gentlemen. The house in this movie. Because you only see the sheriff's, you only see his kitchen and his back door. And then we didn't mention this was Shannon Elizabeth's
first
movie. Her family gets to live in the living room of this house. Yeah. I guess they thought the living room was more important. Well, because I guess the kid is always cooking up dumb shit. They have an autistic kid who...
Oh, it's got to be.
He has to be
because they're just like, it's real good, son. Real, you done real good.
Oh, good
the
boy.
Way you killed that squirrel. Real good, boy. Yeah. I don't get it. It's almost like, okay, because we're supposed to get the sheriff is the guy that caught Jack Frost.
Yes.
Now, it would make sense if
that's his actual name, Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. Yeah. Really, people? Like,
well,
it's a fucking bat.
Come
like,
from Snowminton,
even,
Colorado.
But even, like, yeah, Snowminton. But, like, even Stan Lee was coming up with better fucking names for, like, you know, Otto Octavius. It just wasn't like, Octopus Man? Like my name's Henry...
Jack Frost in actual, like, he's a little elf or something?
Jack Frost?
Yeah, what is he?
Imp? I don't fucking know.
Like the Rankin Bass, like
mythology
and
whatnot.
Yeah, I think he is like more from Rankin Bass.
He is the Frost, I guess. He's responsible for the Frost.
Doesn't like
the
who Burl Ives sings about him?
I don't know, probably. Yeah. So this is not your daddy's Jack Frost. Is what
not at all. Well, actually, not even from the beginning where there's like a weird cartoon character like, Daddy, will you tell me a story?
It opens with a Christmas story.
But this, which might actually be the best part of the movie. Yeah, this is subjective, but there's a credit sequence where the camera's just prowling over a Christmas tree that's decorated with
like
a
credits.
Film by so-and-so.
Yeah, it's the
credits.
This,
are in
the idea is
they're
sound.
In the ornaments,
The execution is long.
Because this movie doesn't want to cut. This movie did everything it could not to edit, so it's just like, whatever, guys. The longest shot you can do.
There's no money for the setups. They're just doing master shots where, like, put all of your cast out of frame.
Handheld, because we can't lock down. We just got to go.
Or we just can't pick up a fucking tripod in grandma's goddamn kitchen. Like, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, but I got to get over by the kitchen or by the refrigerator. I can't get a tripod here.
So the
spirit
of the filmmakers making this movie, we're saying, is we applaud that.
Sure.
Execution and concept.
How many Killer Snowman movies have you seen?
Yeah, because in the end of the credits, it says something to the effect that, like, all credit cards were courtesy of the director or whatever.
Yeah.
So this
is
clearly, like, you know. And they have those scenes where the town assembles. And
it's like 12 people.
They're not extras, though. They're like just people who were available that yes. day and who wanted to come be in a movie. So this is getting, you know, putting on a show.
Yep.
Getting the community together.
Hey, we're making a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love it? This probably played big in like Big Bear, California.
Sure. You think?
Yeah, because they wouldn't say we're done.
Well, I mean, come on,
there's a film festival up there at some point.
I remember when this came out. I mean, it was people love fucking the irony of shit films. They just love it. They're just like, this is gonna suck. You know, you're Sharknado fans.
Yeah.
You know, well.
Well, this was, it struck me.
This is what we have.
It's like kind of like in the same vein as like something like Wolf Cop, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's like, it's a horror comedy where the comedy is like really broad, like almost like really you were saying, broad. Airplane level.
Not even,
comedy,
no. Like no, Zucker that's, Brothers. That's why I was like, this is why this movie doesn't work, because this tries to be a fucking movie. And it's like, are you crazy? This needed to be an airplane. The problem is 5% of this script is airplane. So when they do these jokes, like the get your foot off of the
the
rock, there's chair. Like a dead dude in a rocking chair and the camera's like
you can't see it, yeah,
it's facing the back and whatever, and he's rocking back and forth and the sheriff tells the deputy to get his
foot off then and stop, like, rocking.
But you can't only have four of those type of jokes in a movie. You either go for that comedy or you don't.
Right.
And this movie tried to be a fucking movie.
It really tried.
It tried, dude. It tried to have this thing about, like I said, the sheriff put Jack Frost away.
It's got your typical your badass FBI agent who comes in all in black, turtleneck, just like, I'm here to save this town. Get out of my way.
Yeah, he's come with a representative from the chemical company. I thought it was weird at the beginning that they were going to try and have like the sheriff, who's going to be, you know, obviously the guy who put Jack Frost away.
Oh.
And so he's going to be your lead character.
Oh.
And then there was like another sheriff-y type character introduced as the FBI agent. It was just like, how are you going to pull this off? You know, is there room in this narrative for two characters to basically fill the exact same role? Because the FBI guy comes with the explanation, you know, exposition guy, right? Mm-hmm. I come from the chemical company, and we were trying. What they were trying to make
jurisdiction guy.
Well, yeah, but
like you don't have you know, that's all you need in a, like, I got a cop. I need someone to be there. Be like, it's my town. I know more than you.
Do you? Do
well,
you?
Of course like, you why don't. They just,
yeah. I don't know.
You could have had a snowman killing people, but you got no fucking money. You got no suit. So it's like, you got to make the movie about something.
Yeah.
They really didn't have a suit. I mean, it's basically like second roll of snowman up and then large mittens.
Yeah, it was their oven mittens were the hands on this thing.
Yes.
And even like they even had the, like, I mean, I thought it was not a bad idea that he can like produce icicle things. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I mean, just to, I don't know, character design. Like, what if he just had icicle fingers to make it look scary and threatening or something? Instead of just being a, I've never seen a snowman with arms.
All right.
Never in my life. You don't make a snowman with arms.
No, they have stick arms.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're, yeah.
Like, but this one had, like,
cartoon
stick.
Frosty had arms.
Well, but you put a magic hat on him, then he had arms. He didn't just,
so
I don't think
the magic,
kids.
The magic acid is different.
I don't think the
yeah.
Okay.
Oh. So this is going to be really weird.
You got to quit talking about the Michael Keaton.
Well, I know,
Jack
but
Fry,
I was looking for the poster for this movie. Oh. But there's the poster for the Michael Keaton, which
kind of scarier.
A snowman, which is basically the exact
same
design.
Thing, yeah.
As
well, how different can you make a
thing.
Snowman?
No, that's not the same thing. That actually has character in the face. Like,
I think it's pretty.
They couldn't even make Jack Frost's eyes look like coals. It's like these people don't know what coals are shaped like.
The kid didn't know how to put together a snowman.
Okay,
oh,
now
that's right. I do.
Now we're looking
that.
At the poster for
it's
Jack
looks like
Frost.
A skull.
Oh, yeah. Very different.
Where this does not. It is not representative of the design
no.
of the snowman.
That probably
in
the was
movie.
The concept design, though.
I wonder. Well, I don't think so. Somebody afterwards said there's no way we can sell this with you know, friendly looking Frosty the snowman looking thing. So we're gonna sell it as a horror movie.
Yeah.
Well, but there was at least the one like head where he had icicle teeth.
Yeah. Here's some icicle teeth
too.
Is it? Let's see.
Is it,
it is
Hawaii.
Jack Frost,
and there's
too.
A little one inside.
Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman.
They go Hawaiian.
Okay.
They go Hawaiian. Just like every,
he's icing and slicing.
It's like if you're crappy, you go to space or to hell. Ice but if you are complete shit, you go Hawaii.
Because in this one, it's he's chilling and killing. So they continued with that motif.
Oh, boy.
Bravo.
Boy.
Bravo. Yeah.
I want to know who came up with the, I know I saw Steve Screaming Mad George's name in the credits. We mentioned him before on a show called we did about the Guyver. Because we were saying that his work in that is not like horrible, right? I mean, he was one of the 80s. I mean, he worked on the Elm Street movies and, you know, subsequent to Predator. You do the original Predator design, right?
The original one, the one that got...
The one that got axed. Yeah.
Maybe.
But he's involved somehow in this movie, but I...
Because he brought it over to Guyver, kind of. With that one monster.
But I refuse to believe that that man had anything to do with the design that I saw tonight and this snowman. I mean, it looks
he
like...
He probably designed this, like, this is what I want to do, and the poster you saw.
Well, what
like,
was
no.
the most, like, special effects-y thing you saw in this?
The snowman? No, I don't know.
Was it the woman?
Like growing teeth?
I don't know, maybe when he was melting in the beginning. Like, when he was turning into the
snowman. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's some good effects.
Yeah, he gets the goo on him, and then there's a series of cuts, I guess. It cuts back to the guy
reacting. The only thing we can cut to is the guy reacting, huh?
And then cuts and back to, like confused, oh, he's a little more melted. Now he's a puppet. Now he's a skeleton puppet. And he's in the goo.
And right away, you're like, you got a guy that is reminiscent of the killer Santa Claus from Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Like, that is who this actor reminds me of. The guy that plays Jack
Very
Frost.
Over the top.
A tad.
This was his only shot.
It was like he was playing the
it.
Mask. Like, if Jim Carrey would have been the mask, he would have been like, oh, yeah, you know. Oh, Jesus Christ, this guy.
He yelled a lot.
Over the top.
He'll find a way. He was like Michael Shannon in fucking Superman. I will find him. I will find him.
It wasn't until they did the backflash of the sheriff arresting him that me and Holly were like, oh, shit, he's Shining Jack. He is Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
He was in the
red. Even the red jacket. Yeah.
Dude, his hair, everything was like, okay, what is it? 30 years ago, he got arrested by the sheriff? What the fuck? Why does he look like? Because he's in a business suit or some shit in the back of this fucking paddy wagon.
Right. Mm. Slick back hair. Clean shaven.
And, like, supposedly they just caught him, right? Because that's the idea. Or I guess it could have been a few months, right?
Yeah, they've had him in jail.
He's going to get executed.
He's going
because
to get executed.
We know this because on the side of the van it says...
execution van or whatever.
Yeah, execution transportation vehicle or whatever.
Fucking retarded. Retarded.
So you just label that shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
So how people else, know what's
you
going
know,
on.
Well, so you know what van to load him in.
Well, what prison doesn't have their fucking, electric chair in the prison? I mean, why does he have to go anywhere for it? Was he in a county? I don't know. Whatever.
Probably.
Something.
And then he collided with the research van, which was labeled.
Genetic research.
Chemicals
and stuff.
So clearly it's like the filmmakers know that there's a certain tone that they're going for with this, right? Which is, you know, we're naming our killer Jack Frost. It's going to be a movie about a killer snowman. Indeed. We're not going to take this seriously at all. But it does have this kind of weird thing where, like, it does want you to take certain parts of it
anytime it goes
seriously.
To the sheriff.
Well, he's like the guy who plays it. Well, I would say like most of the actors in this are like competent actors, right? Doing what you're asked to do.
Yeah, what they're asked to do.
You know, an actor in a movie. And it's like, so either their performances are kind of running against the grain of what the tone of the movie is because they don't know they're in a comedy.
You don't think so? I think they act like they know they're in a comedy,
really?
You know?
It felt like the characters didn't know they were in a comedy. Or at least the sheriff.
The other cops.
Anyway.
There's there's a cop receptionist that knows she's like in Roseanne or whatever because everything she says, she ends up like giving it a little like, it's just like, God damn that lady.
Yeah, and the goofy
always
deputy
goofy
cops.
Yeah,
right?
Goofy deputies.
Yeah. Well, because you
fucking
gotta have.
Pez, we shouldn't leave her up for the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah. I was the only one that chuckled at that one.
And then they even tried with like they're timing a serious conversation about the guy with the axe in his throat and the two idiots just moving the Christmas tree in the background.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I would have mentioned that, the coroner, because, you know, like I said,
coroner's the best. It's like,
you got like three locations. You don't want to be like, what are we going to do with the coroner's office? Oh, fuck it. The coroner like just looks at bodies out in the crime scene, I guess.
Yeah. Well, why not? We've only got $5 in 3 hours.
And we can't blow up a building, so we're not going to do that.
Well, but we're still going to put it in the script.
Yes. This is a note to filmmakers. I want to be filmmakers everywhere. If you can't afford it, right?
Why do it?
Don't do it.
Well, they couldn't even do the car accident, right? Because the car accident's like, we're going to crash. And then you just do the spinning.
They even did a
camera.
Like the bumper's coming together.
I didn't even know what I was looking at.
What are they doing?
It was supposed to be a slow, like, tink.
Yeah. And then the explosion.
And then whatever box they were in, they just rolled. They just everybody in it.
And then you just see a tire spinning, and you're like, the camera's going to back up, and you're like, okay, so what, it's on its side or something? And they're like, nope, all we did was fucking
jack it up
a little bit and spin the wheel, and then the camera just backs. It's like, so what,
it's
not
like shorthand for car accident.
Ridiculous.
You know what's going on just by that.
And then there's a very slow, like, as this security guard is realizing that Jack Frost, well, he sees Jack Frost get sprayed with this genetic research. If that's what was said on the must be what it's called, and doesn't want to say either. He's not getting paid to say anything. He has no lines, or because he's just doing kind of nervous.
He's
with
like
facial
confused,
expressions,
but then he's like smiling. It's really weird.
And there's no like, huh? Like you think if you're making an over top comedy, you'd be like, scratch his head with a.
Yeah. Right. No, he didn't know what he was doing. He wasn't directed. He was just like, well, give it to me this way, this way, this way, and this way, and I'll sort
we're
it
using
out later.
All of
and
them.
Then you end up using it all because the special effects come back.
I even could have used like a blink, 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 blink.
Yeah. Boing. Yeah. Oh, God, the sound effects editing.
The sound effects editing.
There's
if
a sound of a door that is so generic, and it's used every single time anyone opens a door anywhere in this movie. Oh.
You just can't have a silent door. You just can't.
No, it's got to make some noise.
Can't even do it, but it's terrible.
It's like a fucking Resident
Most of this
Evil
movie's
game.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the kid, the reason the sheriff's house is the kitchen, the reason the sheriff lives in the kitchen with his family.
Yep. So open the oven, slide out beds.
Yep. The kid likes to cook crap. And it's a real big joke
really
about
does.
How, like, sure, bud, we'll eat it. Oh, fuck our kid, you know? The parents are saying that to each other in their eyes, you know? They're like, yeah.
Oh, he made another one.
Yeah, Jesus. It's like, I don't know, they have parents that actually like their kid in a movie instead of like, real good job, bud. It was almost like Twilight Zone, right? Like he's going to wish him out to the cornfield. And they're like, you did it. It was a real good thing you did there. It's a real good thing.
It's more like he can't go outside or he'll hurt himself. So we're going to keep him in the kitchen.
Yeah. It's better he plays with the chocolate.
Well, the kid's
again,
retarded.
He doesn't know how to put a snowman together.
Yeah, autistic, not retarded.
Yeah. Sorry, the autistic.
He's a ginger.
Kid. We don't think he actually is autistic. But at the end, what he put in the drink? Antifreeze
it was
or water?
In the sludge.
It was oatmeal.
It was oatmeal, but he didn't want his dad to freeze, so he put chemicals.
So the kid's written to be younger than he's portrayed in the movie? Is that what's going on? Or are we saying that he's touched? Soft?
He's got to be.
Upstairs.
I think that was a joke. Hold on. Yeah.
It doesn't play very well.
But we get our first murder with the kid.
Yeah, our first murder's with the kid where
this group of guys is picking on him.
There's a bully, of course, because he's just like, hey, little kid.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It's like a
you're
Christmas
obviously
story.
Stupid.
Like
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you got to have that in any Christmas story. I want to say Silent Night, Deadly Night. That's the first, like,
yeah, the two
kill, right?
The sledding,
there's always some, like, what are you doing, fat? You know, like, we're taking these, you know, sleds or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. That's how you get.
And they get their comeuppance.
Cred in the snow town or whatever. You got to.
Yeah. Snowminton.
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 Yeah. Snow Jersey. So what? The fucking stupid.
I mean, the snowman pushes him over, and
the snowman pushes him.
The sled is sharp enough to just cut his head clean off.
One of his friends already. It's like I guess the idea is the kid sled behind the sheriff's house. Everything's about the sheriff's house. I'll tell you one location. It was that house. Because these kids were going to sled behind the house.
It's a black diamond sledding zone behind, right through his
yard.
Yeah,
he said something about black.
I thought it was black ice.
Black ice, sorry. Black ice sled
area. Because I kept thinking he was saying black guys. Black guys. I was really confused.
Black guys sledding it.
Yeah, like, wow.
Oh, my God.
You just, that's the twist. You find out that this town is not progressive. It's like,
I don't think there were
like black people. Yeah.
But there was like, so everybody, like, there's the dead kid's dad is like, you know, your kid's evil or whatever.
He's touched,
like,
touched by evil.
He's the one who's killing people in this town. Well, first of all, the fact that a dead person, the old guy, who I don't think we ever meet prior to finding him dead.
We just know that he's got an apple orchard.
We don't even know why. Yeah.
But the like, there's a guy frozen, and the cops discover him, and then they're freaked out. They're like, we've had a killing in this town, and you're looking at it going
shut
like
everything down.
I don't get it. There's a frozen body. How is this?
The guy, like, there's no blood.
Right. The guy could have sat out and just fallen dead and frozen to death.
I think you're supposed to get the idea that his head is like bent far back.
Well, until the coroner shows up and explains this to you.
Right.
Almost like he's wearing
evidence. And the corpse looked like decayed.
Yeah, like
it was supposed to be like the day before.
It'd be like an old man.
It's a desiccated corpse.
Well, like, what this movie is missing is the sheriff's just like, I don't even know how they get to the fact that it's Jack Frost. I can't even remember.
The FBI is there because they know that Jack Frost, the chemical guy, because the chemical company was trying to come up with a new serum that bonds human DNA with an inert object for reasons I'm not entirely
for immortality. Hello.
Yes.
That's what he fucking said.
And he's trying to see if they could do that, if the soul would be transferred with it, because that's his ultimate goal, to see if the soul is chemical, according to his exposition late in the movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you, Sean.
No problem. Glad I could
help. It all makes sense. Yeah.
There it is.
Well, but this movie's trying to give you the idea that, like, I put him away. He's coming after me.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, because he sent him all those letters that said, I'll find a way to get you.
Then he
signed.
The classic magazine cutout letters.
Yeah. Just like, we know who it's from. Why aren't you just writing this?
He signs it. Frost.
Yes.
But that's still just
write it.
No, but that's still just shit he did. But that's still just like shit he did in the prison, right? Like, I'm saying, like, where's the scenes of Jack Frost actually finding this guy? Or he just knows where he is. That's where the movie just like, I just know. I'm just going to kill these other people on the way.
Well, because he was caught in that guy's jurisdiction.
I have to stop a sheriff deputy with a stop sign.
He stopped in Snowmantonville to pee, and that's where the sheriff arrested him, so he knows where he is.
Snowmington. Snowmington
Colorado.
Village?
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah.
So,
but somehow the cops...
He ran over the sheriff, or the deputy guy, right? He gets in his car, because we find out he can melt. Yeah. Yep. That's one of his superpowers.
He kills the older couple whose son had died. Oh. Basically kills Shannon Elizabeth's entire family.
Can we talk about the horrible acting of this couple? Their son died and they have, like, no remorse.
He's pissed.
Because he's... This is how... Once again, I'm like, so is this cheap filmmaking?
Yes.
Or, well...
Or?
Is it just
cheap?
Yes.
Dumb. Because, like, as a Christmas movie... Okay, it's like, okay, whatever. You got fake snow. You got some Christmas trees. You got some...
Lots of lights.
You got, like...
Not very well decorated.
You got your buddy to be like...
Bump,
bump, bump, bump, bump, bump, for like the whole movie.
Yeah, so you're like, on the music.
But is it Christmassy?
Does it have Christmas spirit? It doesn't have as much as Krampus,
at all,
let me tell you that.
To me, at least. Because, okay, this the reason why I'm like, is this lazy or is this just like, you know... Because... Shannon Elizabeth is the sister of the kid that dies, right? And she's like, well, I'm going to go out because you two are just grieving. And he's like, you're not going to be a whore and take Jesus. I'm like, okay, so this is like the anti-Jesus guy, right? He is the Jesus guy, right? But I'm saying in the movie, he's your anti-Jesus guy. I guess that's what I meant. He's the anti-Jesus guy for the audience. He's the person you're supposed to be like, yeah, man. But, like, there's
parents
nothing religious
understand.
In the house at all. Like, at all. At all. There's not a cross in this movie.
He's from a small town. They all go to church, I'm sure. There's a priest, a reverend.
There is one priest.
Yeah, he helps out all the time. So it's a close-knit community.
Yes.
Well, all your priests are Irish.
True.
They're Catholic.
And your cops, usually. Yeah. Also.
Yeah. Mostly.
So,
but
for
somehow,
some reason,
they end up with like Shannon. There's a little detour. Oh, no. Sorry. First of all, there's
community.
A declaration of emergency is declared because there's a serial killer that nobody knows what's happening, running around killing people in this town. So they say, the FBI dude says, we're going to shut everything down and everybody should stay in with a curfew. Yeah. Somehow, this translates into... We're all going to bunk in the community center, even though everybody has their own houses.
Well, it's because they get, don't they get, like, attacked right away?
No locations.
There's safety in numbers, Colin.
And they only have one house.
It would cost too much to heat. No. Why are they all staying? I don't know. I didn't understand it. There's a blizzard coming because the task force, the FBI task force, can't get there because they're going to get snowed in and
they're at the top of the they're at the top of Snowmanton.
That's what I'm saying.
To go up the hills, they can't get to it.
Because like the focus of the movie, there it turns into like FBI guy going, "I'll do this. Bring my men in." And they're like, "You don't know the terrain." And then they're like, "That fence isn't there anymore." And, like, they fucking smile at each other. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
That part cracked me up.
The
sheriff looks at her. He's like, Marla, tell them why they're not going to come into town.
Everyone knows.
That's why it plays like it's an in-joke for people who live in wherever this was shot.
Right.
Right? It's like, if you're from that shot and you or town and you watch this movie, it's going to have, like, an extra.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
This is not a real town.
It felt like it was like,
I know, that's why it's weird.
No, where it was, it's where weird. It was filmed.
It's just bad, right? It's just like how these people know each other. It's I don't know. You just get that in a lot of movies, right? The big wig comes in and thinks, is it like...
Yeah, I'm taking over the jurisdiction.
Yeah, there, a lot of movies are like that.
A lot
that.
Of people
are
like, taking over.
Or the FBI guy wants to like make good on like, you know, I'm going to prove that my shit's real, so I'm going to boss everyone around.
But the specific like geographic thing, like only we would know that, you know, like
I'm just saying they just use that like you need me in this. I know I grew up in this, you know. Yeah. This didn't have that scene. It just had a stupid little like fence thing, but... Yeah. There should have been like, you need me, Sheriff. We used to go fishing down at Knobbler's Gob or whatever.
Gobbler's Knob. Remember we did that. It was always Knobbler's Gob.
Knobbler's Gob. Yeah, that's what you remember about Groundhog Day. Yep. You get it mixed around.
Well, while everyone is sequestered in the community center, this is when Shannon Elizabeth takes her the opportunity to go
to the sheriff's house.
Boyfriend in the sheriff's house. Like, what the hell? It's like, well, we know that nobody's there.
It's like one couple every year from every graduating class that has to have sex in the sheriff's house. It's a tradition. It's been going on for 5 years, and the sheriff doesn't know.
Come on.
See, I think it is Travis's idea. I think they only had one house.
Yeah. I agree.
They already used
it's
the kitchen, and they already used the living room.
No, even the outside, because the one house, they showed the front, another house, they showed the back, and the third house, they showed the side.
So what kind of dicks What kind of dicks on this movie's like,
so are they brilliant?
No, you can't use my house. Be like, why? You're in.
So they
but
break
they're brilliant
in.
Then, because no, they divided that up between one house.
They did
it's
not.
Brilliant.
Like I said, the sheriff was in the kitchen.
We got to email this guy and find out if this is the case. But now I need to know.
Yeah, I know. It's like, how many?
It is one house.
If you're listening to this, Michael Faber-Hafschmer.
Cooney.
Yeah.
Cooney.
Please let us know if that was one house. Your grandma's house? We need to know.
Because then you do have like a, we're in a center of town where we got like a, here's a community center. Across the street's a hardware store. Across the street from that's the sheriff's office. Everything is within like a 10-foot.
Like, it looks like one of those towns, like there was a western town in somewhere around here where it's just a facade.
Ghost
town. Well, it's in the middle of a city where it just
Wild
like,
West town.
Wild West town. It looks like that. There's the facade of like five West stores, but inside's like a restaurant.
Right here.
This is a sporting goods store, but outside it looks like a West town. It's like one of those.
Yeah, because you do literally just see like the three, like. Location.
Yeah, and there's never any traveling shot that kind of shows the geography of it. You just kind of cut to a door that was 5 feet away from the last door.
He gets in the truck, and all of a sudden he's in a stairwell. We don't know where.
Weird. It's very weird.
Geography doesn't really matter for much in this movie, you can gather of it.
Not at all.
Interior or exterior. Yeah.
Okay, like the wife.
You're upstairs, you're downstairs, suddenly you're between, you don't know how you
The sheriff's like, hey, kid, where'd your fucking mom go? He's like, she went to go get towels. I don't know. You know, like, so. Like, For some reason,
thank you, Holly.
The mom's just like, I know what to do during an emergency. I'll just
go. We need blankets.
We need blankets. I don't want to disturb anybody.
Instead of just taking my family
back to my house, I'm going to go back to my house and get the blankets.
I'm going to go back to my house.
Yeah.
So she goes to get blankets.
Was that before Shannon Elizabeth and her boyfriend were disrobing for 5 minutes in the kitchen?
Before.
Okay.
It had to have been before. It had to have been before because... They die in the house.
Oh, it was when they left. Yeah. It was right after they left.
It was right after they left. Because that's what, like, just talk about how shit's just odd about this movie is because, like, the wife gets some blankets.
The sink starts leaking.
She's like, oh, the deputy guy's here.
And he had just died by getting run over by Jack Frost.
Well, yeah, you think it's going to be the deputy guy or whatever. But then, like, of course, there's, like, a water. Well, there's, like, a slow, like... There's water on the floor. Everything's suspenseful in this is just
right because they treat the water like acid.
Water? Is it water?
Did we establish that he can refreeze himself from water?
I think we did, right? Yeah. He can melt and refreeze himself, whatever. So the water's supposed to be a big thing. That way you don't have to look at the fucking suit. And you can, like...
he can be anywhere.
She opens the cupboard and the fucking water is leaking from the sink. Then another deputy comes behind her and scares her.
Because it's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
You gotta have that.
And she's just like, where did you come? It's like, you fucking know where he came from. You just...
You were just banging on the window trying to get his attention.
It was retarded.
Yeah. And the kids, once they get... Well,
what happens?
The kids, they leave. And then Shannon Elizabeth... We didn't talk about
the scene where they undress.
The five-minute montage of like... Oh, yeah. Undressing,
we're just peeling off their layers and layers of clothes. Yeah,
but they've got long underwear. Yeah. And 16 layers.
Well, she saved herself for American Pie money, which is a smart idea. Like she gave him a taste.
No. She saved herself for a movie before that, where she was a stripper.
I trust.
As far as getting naked,
I trust that Sean.
Yeah.
Knows
this.
Which movie?
I forgot what it's called. I'll look it up.
She was naked in this R-rated movie.
Which one?
I say it's R-rated, but there was no nipples.
No nipples.
You see some side boobs.
Kind of a side butt. You see a little rump.
It's an interesting scene because she's in a bathtub with water that we eventually, of course, that can be.
It gets really cold.
But it's like, is that scene? So he reconstructs himself in the bathtub and her hands are stuck through him so she can't move. Yeah. And then banging her up against the wall. The sound effects.
Literally.
The sound effects are made to sound like he's crushing her against the wall. But it plays off like because of the joke afterwards that the snowman is raping.
He's raping her.
Yeah.
Because his carrot nose is gone.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Yeah. Which is a joke at the end of the.
I did not get that.
And then
that.
He says, like, was it good for you too? Because. And that's why I'm wondering
says
if
Christmas
like,
comes.
Well, Christmas comes once a year. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. But they played it down, right?
Shame.
To make it a little less rapey.
We should shame that joke.
Circle of shame.
Yeah. Shame.
That was a good joke in, what was it? The World Is Not Enough, I think. Dr. Christmas. Denise Richards in the James Bond movie. That was the Dr. Christmas joke. Christmas comes once a year.
Bravo.
Bravo to them.
And the boyfriend gets killed in the. He gets shot through with a couple of icicles, like in his brain.
Which they would have utilized
afterwards.
I wish they would have utilized the icicle spears more. That was pretty cool.
It's something you had. Yeah. It's a cheap effect. He could have been shooting those out at the whole town.
Yeah.
But they're like, but then we have to have like 10 people in the scene.
He could be turning into a big wind monster or something, right? Oh, just whipping around like a big frosty snow. Turned into a snow blizzard.
That was like his only thing, and they didn't even use it.
Yeah. Are we saying the suit was made out of like rubber or styrofoam or something? Like, we could probably make this suit. That's what I'm saying.
We can make this movie.
It looked pretty squishy. It looks more like a puffer coat, you know? It had some sort of insulation.
Like a puppet.
Well, it had some kind of animatronic face.
Animatronic. Oh, okay. That's so cute. Everybody.
It had some kind of articulation in the eyebrows.
Which is
eyebrows.
The hand.
I was like, there's puppetry.
It was called the Kermit thing. It's like, it's basically a sock puppet. It just cost maybe $50.
Did you find out what this was?
Probably more than $50.
Where can we see Shannon and Elizabeth's boobs? In 13 Ghosts. Isn't she the bathtub ghost in 13 Ghosts?
No.
You sure?
She's the daughter.
That's right. Okay.
The bathtub goes to someone completely different.
Right. Damn it all to hell.
Sorry. Hell.
We will track this down for you, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Dish Dogs.
We have one of our people. Dish Dogs?
Dish Dogs is what it's called. Name of movie. It is. It's got. I think it's got Matthew Lillard in it.
It's good.
Oh, great.
It's
not
a good movie, but it's Dish Dogs.
Crazy.
She's a stripper.
Fantastic.
Nice.
We'll look into that.
Yep.
Well,
already have.
I mean, I might.
You can skip it.
All right, so the big moment.
Photos look online. Up the scene.
Yeah,
on
find
YouTube
the scene.
Or something.
There you go.
The big moment that follows these two, the double murders, is that the sheriff becomes aware that there actually is a killer snowman in town. Like, that moment where, like, I believe it.
Oh, isn't because what's her name? The secretary finds the scarf on the ground.
Yeah, pulls it up and it comes with
it's just a scarf.
Yeah. So they,
no, it's not just he goes, no, don't. It's like, what the fuck?
Why?
Yeah. What has led you to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What has led
you? How does he know that this is a bad movie?
It's insane. Well,
who knows?
It's insane.
But once this happens, we can finally get to that, you know, the it becomes the buddy movie where the cop partners up with the FBI guy.
Right.
To construct an army of guys with hair dryers.
Because
that's how we're going to take on the snowman. Now, here's my question, though, because early on, there's one of the surviving cast members.
Yes.
Is the guy who owns the hardware store.
Yes.
Paul,
and he's running around at the beginning of the movie, going to everybody's house. He's very friendly, dropping off bags of salt.
Yes.
Yes. Wait, did we mention how Shannon Elizabeth took a bath in the sheriff's house? I'm sorry.
I don't mean to go all the way back there. I was just like,
that fuck is so ridiculous. She blow dries her hair. Then it's like, oh, you made a bath for me. He's like, you're in the bath. Aren't you in the bath? Did you see your boyfriend? I'm sorry. Go back to your thing. I'm sorry.
Well, she also wanted a...
Breaking, entering, and bathing.
I thought that we were actually maybe going to see another room of the house. I was waiting to see how they were going to do it because she said, if you want me, I want a roaring fireplace and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we're going to find a den or something.
Nope. He stays in the kitchen. Nope. She is in front of a mirror, and that's all we get in that
room.
In front
of a mirror,
and
then in a bathroom. So still the same house. We're going with, Michael.
One house.
Feebly?
Cooney.
Weebly.
Cooney.
So, Weebly. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail you.
Hair dryers and salt. Salt, missed opportunity.
Salt, totally missed opportunity.
Shotguns, the shells filled with salt.
Even though salt.
I would watch
rocks,
that movie.
Yeah, because they put rock salt.
Yeah.
Rock salt. Shells.
Yes. I'd watch
Jack Frost 3, rock salt.
You know, okay.
There was a remake coming.
No.
There was a planned remake.
What?
Yes.
From Charles Band or something?
They just put that on a website to see if kids would talk about it, to see if it would warrant making it.
This podcast is going to cause another Jack Frost.
It's not going to happen.
This right here.
Not if
they're like, oh, look, it's still relevant. People are talking about it.
The only way I would see this movie is if he was just like a snowman, almost like the way Iceman was in the original X-Men comics in the 60s. If he like actually just looked like a snow god.
Right.
That'd be kind of creepy. Like, just
that makes more sense than him turning into three round balls on top of his.
If that were to happen, I want to see someone killed with a car scraper.
It's got to be a hyphen. Snowman.
copyright 2016.
Part man, part snowman. Make him a cop. All cop.
He's not a fucking cop. He's a killer.
Snow cop.
Ice cold killer.
Sorry.
So, goddamn, what happened in the sheriff's office?
I don't know.
I remember them being in the sheriff's office.
Oh, it blew up.
No, well,
yeah, but how did it blow up?
Aerosol.
Well, the bug spray.
Well, he starts coming in the front door, and they
oh yeah, because the other villain of this movie is water getting sprayed through cracks and doors. That's the other like, if you want to cheat, like,
shit. But that leads to one of the I dare say best scenes in the movie, where the sheriff has to in the scene in the basement where he has to get through the all the bug spray.
Yeah.
Where they're going to try and fill the room with bug spray with the idea that we're going to blow the building up.
Sure.
And he's got to get through this to a door where he's left his keys in the door because he needs the keys to unlock the
because
escape.
Because the jail, the only thing covering the window is a padlock.
Right. And we can't figure out how to get past that. So we need to get the keys.
Because if you're an escaped prisoner, that padlock is going to shut
it's
you down.
It's all the way over there.
But the water, friends, keys. Is coming in through.
It's coming in, Colin.
Should I step on the water?
No.
He doesn't want to step in the water. He doesn't want to touch it. This goes on for about 5 minutes.
Oh, it was
maybe
seven.
Not literally.
It was seven minutes.
of him, like, I'm going to touch the keys. No, I'm not going to touch the
just
keys.
Just grab them. No, he even says to himself out loud, just grab them. Just grab them. It's a line of dialogue in the movie.
Am I going to step in it? I'm gonna step in it.
Then maybe he'll come back. Maybe I'll die.
His way back, he fights a prisoner who's like, don't let me die in here.
The prisoner is the guy who's been delivering the rock salt.
He's been delivering the salt. The hardware guy.
Yeah.
Who originally saw the wife get strung up. We didn't mention how she mentioned earlier the religious wife.
She always wanted to be an angel on the top of the tree.
And they really didn't deliver on that.
No.
Like, they tied her to a tree.
And they brought the star down and put it on her head.
Not the same thing.
All they had to do was, like, I mean, come on. This movie's so fucking
shove
cheap.
It up her ass.
No,
and
I mean,
all you had to do is put on a ladder behind the tree hanging over it.
Either that or just, I mean, in the filmmaking perspective, just cut the fucking tree in half. That way it's low on the ground. Have her fucking, like, look like it shoved up her. Or actually put the top through her mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Simple.
We're putting that in
snowman.
We're putting the goddamn snowman. You gotta say it right with the hyphen. Snowman.
Wait, is that the amazing snowman?
We didn't mention that her husband was killed by an axe shoved down his throat, handle first.
It was at a wrong angle.
It was, well, it
curved it down his
make
throat.
It didn't, like, actually make his throat, like bulge out or nothing. It just, whoop, it just sticks out his throat like an L shape. Like, it just went.
Because right. In a horror movie, when you have an axe, handle first.
Yeah, that's always naturally. Kill him with the handle.
That's what I was expecting.
Yeah, because snowman.
Yeah.
Or Jack Frost.
Well, Snowman Art is. God damn it. So, Jack Frost.
Man. Tell you, it's more catchy than Jack Frost.
So, help me out with this, though, because there is a scene of Jack Frost possessing somebody. This is another undiscovered, amazing, and shocking special ability.
This could have been used better.
I mean, the human body is whatever percent water, so.
Is that after the explosion?
It's after the explosion. It's after the hairdryer attack.
Because we did.
After he gets stuck in the furnace.
Well, yeah, like, how do you get out of the furnace? Super immortal.
They whisk him downstairs through force with
magically. Not downstairs, just downstairs.
They transported They transported from one room.
It was
room
across
to
the room, then whoop to the back of the basement. Like, wow.
Yeah,
crazy.
In one cut. Where you're like,
well, because they didn't design a suit that can go downstairs.
No.
You don't have to.
Just quick
you
cut.
Shoot it from the fucking.
That's
waist
what these
up.
Guys didn't think of.
They even,
shooting from the
they
waist
even
up.
Made a comment about that when the sheriff was going to push him out the window and he went upstairs in that whatever room it was, and the snowman was like, "Oh man, those stairs were murder." Like,
really?
They even made a comment about that.
Crazy.
Wowzers.
We're just going to jump right over.
I must have been like taking little cat naps like towards the last 20 minutes of this movie.
Yeah, they trap him in the boiler.
But then he steams out onto the window.
Then they do the explosion.
No, the explosion was first.
That was in the sheriff's office.
He immediately came back.
The explosions because you didn't fucking see.
Right, yeah. They don't have the budget to do it.
They go out the window, then all of a sudden they run to the community center. And you're like, okay, wait a second. Are we right across the street from the community center? Why did it literally take them like 5 seconds to jump out a window? And they're like, ooh, we're in the front of the thing. Whoa, orange light.
Yeah. Why? That was your explosion.
What was the line when he shot it, when he shot the window?
Oh my God! What did he say?
Oh,
it was
Jesus,
so
that's gonna
like,
kill me.
I iced him.
He said I iced him.
I think he said that afterwards, but he said something just before he shot. Oh. Ah, fuck.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was such a good fucking line that Sean can't even remember.
See, that's what you do when you kill people with one-liners.
But dude
they don't
does
remember.
Manage to get because he's water. He gets inside of science, dude, and comes out. And there's a couple bladder effects as he tries to, and
that
like a squirting effect.
The SNL like
puking. Yeah.
you just put a
hose on the side of the face.
And it didn't come out water like it should have. It came out like shaving cream.
It was shaving cream.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Because, you know, shaving cream.
What was whatever that fake snow was that they were spraying around all over the place?
Yeah.
What about that stuff?
But he's back.
Yeah.
He's not dead.
And then he ends up in the community center. And then they try to. Then they do they force him. Into the boiler.
No, they already did.
No, this
that.
Is after that.
This is after that.
Right. They force him into the boiler.
What the fuck happens?
And he kills the FBI guy. So he bites the FBI guy's face.
Oh, right, because
that was downstairs in the basement.
Grows the
that was the
ice
only cool
ice
thing. He's like, he does. He kills the
FBI.
And then the scientist guy says, like, what's it feel like to be, you know, to be whatever? cold.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then he possesses him.
He possesses him.
Goes outside.
This is with revelations from beyond the grave.
How the fuck the sheriff and his son end up in a car? That's all I'm trying to get to. Well, like, how do they get in
the antifreeze? Right, the antifreeze.
That's what we got to get to.
Which, how do we even like? Because it's like a snowman gets in a car.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that mean he gets into the baggie and like melts half his face?
The kid throws the oatmeal.
Just throws the bag
At the snowman.
Throws it at him.
He just shoves it in his face.
Yeah, because
but it's still
handy.
In the bag. How does it melt him if it's still in the bag?
Damn it! Where was I in this movie?
Well, we all watched it, and we're all not entirely clear of like what exactly.
Memory's a funny thing.
When does Michael Keaton show up?
Yeah, the viewer is sitting there going like, I saw this movie and I know more, but maybe you don't, viewer. Maybe we are making sense of it for you.
I think we are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
how
he does
it. But then the kid's like, I'm dumb. I put antifreeze in your food.
I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't antifreeze.
He's like, no. Fucking kill you.
Good boy.
No, he was the good son. He was the good son right there.
Good kid. Oh, thank you.
Then he hugged him and like squinted his eyes like the omen.
There was a twinkle. Ding.
I don't remember a scene where they're spraying him with antifreeze. Oh,
no,
they
there's a montage.
They make a.
They push it's like, you truck. Go get the antifreeze. I'm going to draw him somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's when they go upstairs in the miscellaneous building.
So their plan, their plan, this is great because this is what you think of. I mean, you get a pickup truck
great.
And you fill the bed with antifreeze.
Yes. Just do that. You make it a pool. An
right.
Antifreeze pool.
Because that's what you're going to do. You're going to make him take a bath in the fucking.
That's what you would do.
You throw him out a window.
It's like making an acid pit.
Isn't this how you would do it?
I mean,
come on.
That's the only
I don't think I would have gone out the window with him, but sure.
Well, Cavalry's here, asshole. How did he know the truck was going to be there?
I would have just.
It was just like the Lost Boys.
It was just like the Lost
Boys. It was just like.
And then he fights a slab of snow in a pool of fucking.
Yeah. Yeah,
which,
the,
what
like,
are the after effects of bathing in antifreeze?
That's my question. That is my question.
What are you blind for the rest of your life? What happens when you do this? It doesn't seem safe.
Does he get superpowers now?
I don't want to freak everybody out, but.
Travis routinely bathes in antifreeze.
No. Supposedly, that's how McDonald's and a lot of fast food restaurants keep their lettuce fresh, is squirting antifreeze on it.
Oh, awesome. Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Little,
doesn't sound very healthy.
Trace amounts, guys. Trace amounts.
So then it's not that bad.
No, it'll only kill you over many years.
Yeah.
Not right now.
It's only going to take 70 years.
That's fine.
I eat McDonald's. That's exactly how many years I've been eating.
They have the after they've killed Jack Frost, though, his hand is still, the kid's got the hand.
Oh,
the
my
hand
God.
Dad, wraps you around the him. Arm.
We forgot this mitten.
So mom
wraps around him.
Takes the hand and dumps it in the bath, and the hand.
Well, he puts.
Roars.
She puts the whole kid
the hand,
in there. She
the
puts
whole
the whole kid.
Kid
in there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Fuck whatever
these guys weren't even smart enough to do. Like,
and the hand yells.
It yells.
The hand is screaming as
the
he
hand
dies.
Is screaming. Well, because I guess if any part of him alive, I don't know any part of him.
The it's soul like the thing. Is in the.
Oh, that's what it is.
Is in the
yes.
fucking chemical.
The, yeah, the soul. Yeah.
Soul is chemical. That's yep. what we've learned from this movie. Yep.
Soul is chemical, people.
And then
heard it here.
So he's melted. He's gone. And then they decide to put him back into
the little bottles.
The little bottles. And just
and
bury it in the ground. Not
then,
like in a case.
And then
or
the FBI
in a tarp.
Shows up. But tell them it's too late.
So, what have we learned here about it's the power of the community standing against
against evil?
Antifreeze.
Well, they all come together, right?
So, like four people came together.
Well, that's all
that
they really
and the community had nothing to do with it. It was the four people we've been following through the entire movie.
Yeah.
But specifically, the small town folks, when they work together, instead of the outside influence of the FBI and.
I think it's just stay away from the sheriff's house. That's mine.
Because that's where you'll die. Is that where most of the murders happened?
Mm-hmm.
How many people died?
Family died in that house.
Yeah. Three people died.
I can only think of three.
Well, I mean, if you look at as a location, like everybody died there. The son died outside of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The mother and father died in it, and Elizabeth died upstairs. So everyone died there.
And the other kid died in the kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stay away
but
from
if
the
it's two
house.
Separate places.
But wait, what happens at the end?
They
bury the antifreeze. We go into it, and it starts bubbling.
You know what that means?
He's alive.
Jack Frost 2.
Luau. Was he like in Hawaii or something
yeah,
like that?
So they go to Hawaii. It's literally a snowman in Hawaii.
You know what?
They're
for
like,
some
fuck
reason,
around. Fuck the whole, like, most of our budget was all this stupid fake snow shit. Let's just.
Like, we'll give you money to make another one. All right, we're setting it in Hawaii.
Well, you know what we're also means. Making Pinata Genius. Head.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Pinata Island? Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. For some reason, those ones played on, like, what was it? AMC. Yeah.
Like, what the
was
fuck?
Was it Jack Frost and Pinata Island? Like, it feels to me I like Jack to know Frost what Pinata would show Island up. Is.
No, you don't. Some,
no, it's terrible.
There's two of them.
Pinata Even Island better. 2.
Pinata Head or whatever. Survival Island 2, Pinata Head.
Maybe that's what it is.
Trust me.
Yeah, AMC, why, like,
why,
Fear Fest.
Why do you watch like, these things?
Because it was, dude, there was a, no, dude, this
it was preceded by
out.
A good movie, and then there was that
tell
one.
This is, title?
Dude, well, you this turn is so it funny. Off before it's over.
Okay.
I was in the military. I was in a hotel in North Carolina. It was on AMC's Fright Fest, right?
Yeah.
We saw the end of Survivor Island Pinata Head, or Survivor Island 2 Pinata Head. The fucking sergeant from across the room helped make that fucking movie. I couldn't believe it because my sister unit was from California. I'm like, did you have anything to do? Like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah. I'm like, fucking insane. Insane.
Oh, man. That's
so stupid. Sad. These movies. It just proves it's like horror irony can just, it's a buck, you know, just like the Sharknado. Irony's a buck. It's just so nuts.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The fact that this movie made enough money that the producers said we want it, we can make more money if we make a second one.
At least rental.
Blows my mind.
At least video rental.
But still. Well, we're saying that the video connoisseur does
not. How many fucking Ginger Dead Mans did we see? Well,
at least three.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't, for rentals.
So Charles Band needs to buy the rights to Jack Frost and do Jack Frost versus Ginger Dead Man. And I mean, I can see dollar signs right now.
Dude, like, blew my mind.
Why is this not a thing?
Fucking Southbound, dude. Nowadays, any shit fucking movie, as long as you can rent it out, can be fucking made.
Is Southbound bad?
It's pretty
fucking
bad.
Horrible.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And it's certified.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, I heard people talking about that.
It's insanely gay.
Interesting.
there's like five stories and they're all like none of them deliver and they're really cheap and very poor. I mean, it's like what? I don't know. Yeah. Southbound.
Huh. It's insane.
Right.
That's very horrible.
Okay.
Yeah. If you disagree with us, listener, we'd love to hear from you. All you got to do
not
is...
Not about Southbound. Well, I don't care.
Write in at facebook.com/SaturdayNightFreakShow or SaturdayNightFreakShow@yahoo.com or on Twitter.
@SatFreakShow.
That's right. And we will read your comments.
Tell
that
us
you
if
write
you
to
want
us.
Colin to make Jack Frost versus Ginger Dead Man.
Well, I can't. It's
no,
legal.
We're doing Snowman.
Yeah, Snowman.
Sorry.
Snowman. The Spectacular Snowman with the hyphens.
Not the Spectacular Snowman.
Stan Lee presents.
It's great.
All right. So hey, maybe
it.
We should
call Igor's.
We'll do some, read some email, and then or we'll get to our final wrap up. So stick with us. Igor, where are you, sir?
Masters, the mail. I've got the mail. So many letters. Our followers are rising.
Thanks, Igor.
Thank you, Igor.
Appreciate it.
All right, about Jack Frost, Nick Hammond writes in and says, nice pick. There you go, Sean.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, it's sarcasm.
He says,
he used the sarcasm font? Damn it.
He says, I font's love better. This kind of schlock. The second one was even worse, which makes it okay in my book. I wonder how many parents put this on for their kids on accident thinking it was the Michael Keaton one. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, about our last episode, we watched a movie called Cat People.
Cat People.
Regarding the David Bowie song in that movie, the one that was used in
With Gasoline.
Yep. Frank Woods writes in and says, even Mickey Mantle didn't hit a home run every time. He says this as he sits here petting four cats. And Chris Huddleston writes in.
That's nice for
Let's
you, bro.
Let's keep going on that one.
He says, I love practical effects and the matte paintings you mentioned in another post. This has nothing to do with Cat People, but I went back and listened to your Life Force episode. Colin brought up the space vampire episode of Buck Rogers, which got me thinking, could you imagine if Mathilda May and Aaron Gray had been a tag team of space vampires? That could unquestionably be the greatest movie ever.
Could be.
We can space dream, vampires. Chris. We can dream.
We can dream.
We can dream. Oh, yeah. Somewhere there's some fan fiction. We can write it. Who knows? That'd be the next thing. So,
one at a time. One at a time.
There you go. All right. So
snowman.
Snowman could be happening. I don't give a fuck if we make it on an iPhone, dude. We can do this.
I think we
snowman.
Could. Yeah. Why
snowman?
Not?
Snowman.
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 Point Break.
It's snowman.
Point Break.
This has the hyphen, so you know it's snowman.
Snowman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hyphens. That's what hyphens do.
This is gonna be great.
All right. So what do we think about this? What do we think about this movie? We're gonna do our wrap ups. Wait. What is that sound? Oh, you hear that sound?
God. I hear something.
The hour has come, sirs.
Thank you, Lurk.
Lurk.
Hi, Lurk. Thanks, Lurk.
Lurk's our butler, for those of you who don't know.
Thanks.
Yep, there you go.
I tried that snowballs joke with him from the movie. Didn't go well.
What's the difference between
it didn't go well in the movie.
Snow woman and a snowman.
Yeah.
Snowballs.
Snowballs.
It's three times that joke is played.
Three times.
The only time I wish, because like the hardware, like hit the character's dad, like right after the kid says it, then the dad tries to say it. I wish like she's like, I know. It would have been funny if he would have like yelled at her like, snowball.
That's what I was waiting for.
That's fucking comedy.
That would have been funny if he's just yelling no matter what. That's what
it's
I want.
Snowballs. That would have been great.
I was so disappointed that didn't happen.
Crazy. Yep. That's what I'm saying. It's like these guys miss comedy.
Yeah.
They don't have no comedy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What'd you think of this movie, Travis?
Oh, my God.
No. Don't hold back.
No.
I'm going to say, like, Jesus Christ, guys.
I'm waiting for the classic line.
This fucking show.
Oh, I thought it was my problem with this movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
or no, man. I fucking hated this movie.
Oh, I don't even regard this movie. It's not even a movie. Like, oh, Jesus. we are writing the Mystery Science Theater 3000 line here, folks. This is fucking rough, dude. It is not fun. It is not fun. I swear
Listen
to God.
To the energy of this show versus the Cat People show.
It's all just hate. It's all just hate.
It's Inquisition. We were wondering. Like,
Inquisition.
What went wrong? That's what we want to know.
What went wrong? Anyway. No, God damn it.
Not at all.
I just I've always hated these type of horror movies. Like I said, you could be fucking like Airplane or Attack of the Killer Tomato. You could be that kind of stupid, or you could be serious, but I can't just be like, hey, what about like, I don't know. It's just I can't even.
Speechless.
The words.
Dude, a fucking killer snowman.
That's all you need to know right there.
That's a high concept.
Yeah.
It's
killer snowman.
It's just one of those, like, dude, it makes you sad that people are starving. It just makes you sad. It's just like, fuck, man, people get paid for
money
this
was
shit.
Spent on this.
It's crazy. Like, people spent money on this. Like, you know? Guys, go get your neighbor some chicken soup or like just
it's
like
Christmas season.
Anything.
Be nice to your neighbor.
Don't even like. No, I mean this fucking movie. It's not even funny. I mean, I wish it was funny. Like, I mean, yeah, it's funny ripping on it, but it's like I'm not fucking reviewing the night we had laughing at this. I'm reviewing the fucking stupid movie. And
that's
you know
a good
what?
Point.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Yep. These people, you can't review the fucking fun night laughing at a stupid movie. You got to review the fucking movie. You got to pretend like you were home by yourself watching it for a movie. That's a piece of shit. I'm done.
Well, I do think you can have fun watching a movie. And I had... No, I didn't have fun. I'm
nope.
lying.
Nope. Don't lie.
There's like a... I'm having like an evolution of pinning down exactly what my taste in crappy movies is, right? Where I think
you think you would have figured that out by now.
Yeah, but like it goes all over the map. But I'm as I watch more of them, I'm becoming more aware of what I do and don't like. And it's specifically so this is just a personal taste, but I specifically like the type of movie where like you can be campy in it, but for the most part, it's serious, right? Like Sorceress, I think, was a good example of a
you
movie
always
that like
come back to that.
Well, because it's the most recent one
that's the only crappy movie he likes.
It's the most recent. No, I mean, before that, I wouldn't say.
No, cat people, you like it.
Yeah, but, but I'd consider that a good know, movie, not a crap.
I'm joking.
But the.
There's a lion pterodactyl.
Be nice. Yeah, be nice. Exactly. But it thinks that it's a serious, I think, for the most part, a serious fantasy film. Yeah. It has these campy moments, even at the time, you know, I mean, but then it and the reason why it's funny now is, you know, because we've had time to, you know, things have changed in the way we perceive movies. And you look back at it and you're like, that is fucking hilarious because of this line read or because of this or because of that. But it wasn't hilarious at the time. That's the kind of stuff that
to
I
the producers,
like.
I'm like,
yeah, no, they thought they were making a real movie, which makes it even more hilarious. But the people involved in this obviously thought they were making a pseudo horror comedy, right? Or a more comedy, right, pseudo horror.
I mean, yeah. They were leaning into jokes. The
those one-liners, yeah. Like, yeah, that's, I mean, that's effort. That's,
and it's about a killer snowman, so it may as well be about a wolf cop or about a Sharknado, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
I love sharks.
A piranaconda. So it's kind of in that league.
Lavalantula.
But it, in some ways, it feels more genuine to me than a Piranaconda, because like Piranaconda seems like made by some kind of, and that's not even like a corporate thing, but there's better talent involved in those things that are like slumming and putting the shit together and using like bargain basement crap to shit this stuff out. Whereas this one, at least you have kind of like the, you know, like it feels like the community spirit of like, hey, let's make a movie. And so there's that. It's like, and then that you can look at the ingenuity or lack of it and like, okay, yeah, I see that they didn't have any snow and they panicked because it says in the credits that, you know, it didn't snow when they needed it to. Yeah. They thought it was going to be snow. So what are we going to do? Well, we got to fucking shoot. So we're just going to go get a bunch of cotton and put it out there. It's like, okay, I can applaud your effort. I still think that the execution is bad, but I think it has more heart than a Sharknado.
Yes.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So I would rather see this than Sharknado, but I wouldn't really rather see this. I didn't really. I mean, it's fun to talk about it, and yeah, we had fun mocking it, but there were times you're sitting there like, ugh, you know, it's like, is this thing over yet? You know, I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen, but I can't like in good conscience say like, you know, you got to put this on your Christmas time rotation. So I'd say you can skip Jack Frost, and probably just by Nick's suggestion, the second one is even worse. Skip Jack Frost, too.
I can't even imagine.
I should have brought that one.
And the summer or the winter of sequels.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
I'm really glad that Cooney made that John Cusack movie so he could pay off those credit cards for this movie.
I mean, that
made
he must have made money on this movie, though. That's the thing. They made a second one. He made his money back. This was an investment. And he made money.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, we had fun watching this at times. But like Travis said, you can't judge a movie based on how much fun we have making fun of it. It's not what we're doing. So, yeah.
We're serious for you.
Well, people listen to us and our opinions.
You come here for the facts.
Yeah, the difference between this movie and other campy movies that we watched, this one sucked snowballs.
Oh! You're done.
Mic drop! Sean?
It is a bad movie. It's a very bad movie. Like Colin said, I appreciate the effort of the people. Like, it is the let's make a movie, and they tried to make something. They were leaning into let's try and maybe too far into the comedy, but yeah, it's just it's a bad movie. I have to say, if you haven't seen this movie, and you if you haven't seen this movie, it's about it's a killer. Well, it's
I don't
a
blame the guy. Everybody likes the their movie they brought.
But if you haven't seen it, see it. If you have seen it, there's no reason to go back to it. I'll say that. It's just you really can't. Like, if you've seen it once, be done. But it's a killer snowman movie.
How many
movie.
Times have you seen this movie?
This is the fifth time I've seen this movie. I'll say, I think I watched it a couple times when I was younger. Like, it was on a repeat viewing.
Was this a Netflix and chill situation?
No, this is like,
he loves it. He loves it.
I can't remember where I saw it, though. If we had to have gone and rented this.
I'm telling you, this was a rental.
This was not on TV.
The only thing made money is a stocking stuffer or just the rentals. I guarantee it. I worked at Hollywood Video.
That's
when
a great
this
name
out.
For stocking stuffer, but stocking. Oh, copyright 2016 Saturday Night Freak Show. Yeah. Stocking stuffer.
You know what this is? This is a grandma buying the wrong DVD for her grandkids.
Oh, it is. My grandma would do that. Oh, that's a great idea.
No, it's potheads. It's potheads that know what they're doing. They know, like, guys, man, we're going to fucking smoke this. We're going to watch this Christmas horror movie, man.
It
was
but,
me. That was me. I'm sorry. That's what I said when I saw this movie.
That's you.
Originally.
Unfortunately, there's not enough there to warrant a revisit of this movie. So, yeah, I can't recommend it either. Sorry.
Oh.
Can't do it.
I'm proud of you.
I mean, you made a good point. We can't judge it on the good time we had.
I figured this out. I was
like,
everybody's
bad.
The
movie is
like
bad.
We cannot be reviewing these shitty movies as good. This is not. We will be.
It's bad.
Shunned.
But aren't there some movies?
No.
Like Star Crash.
No.
It's a movie that it's a bad
not
movie.
A good movie. You watch it by yourself and tell me it's a good movie.
I own it.
I don't care.
Yeah,
you watch
I've
it by
watched
yourself.
It by myself and I
you
like
have
it.
Not. You lie. You're a liar.
It's absolutely true. Standing by it. Own it. Put my money there. So yeah, so sometimes you
that's
can watch
the one
a movie,
movie
that's bad and go like, I know this is terrible, but somehow I like
away.
Actually am enjoying yeah. this experience.
Yeah. But like, I would say my one bad movie is like, okay, Forbidden Zone. That's a bad fucking movie. I like
it. Well, yeah,
it's a bad fucking, come
it's
on.
It's badly made.
It's a bad, yeah, yeah okay, badly yeah. acted, badly made, yeah. badly whatever. It's just got
but
some songs by Danny Elfman.
But it's fascinating to watch for some reason. It's just like, it's
weird.
It's weird. But
it's a bad,
it's, so
the, it's the worst bad movie. Maybe that or Ninja 3, I guess. When it comes
oh,
to my bad movie, my favorite bad movies.
excuse me. But there you go. It's the same kind of thing. So.
Kinda.
Yeah.
There it is.
But I don't like defend mine as much. Like defend. I'm like, it's
in
Stark.
The Thunder
I'm like,
Thunderdome.
Like, if something's bad, I'll be like, it's fucking bad. Arena.
Cool world.
So, next
hey,
week.
Fuck
oh,
yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. We're gonna fist bump.
Crazy.
Yeah, there it is.
You guys came fist bump on time.
No, yeah. We're that's the first time we've ever done that.
I know. Yeah. That's how cool you guys are.
We'll get it right next week.
Yeah.
Next week
I wasn't prepared. I wasn't
is prepared. Gonna be Holly's picking next week's one. Movie, right?
Yes.
Holly.
That was
my oh
week.
My god.
What are we going to be Christmas watching?
Well, something. Following Sean's suit
oh
of Christmas movies,
it's gotta be Christmas.
We're watching Santa Slay, 2005, starring Bill Goldberg.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh,
yes.
It's going to be glorious. I haven't
season.
Seen that one either.
I haven't either. I just know the
have
cover.
Have you seen it? Oh,
yes!
Travis has seen it.
No.
Tis the season. It's
Christ.
A treat.
Stay tuned. Don't we love Christmas? Right.
There you
I
go.
Hate you guys.
All right.
We already watched Silent Night.
This
Deadline.
Show's
we
becoming
can't watch
a farce. A farce. This is supposed to be cult movies. Not shitty movies. Cult movies.
Santa Slay is a cult movie.
It is not
is
a cult movie.
We can prove it. I have some methodology. But we'll talk about
you
that next
not
week.
You have a methodology.
On the Saturday Night Freak Show. And until then, the basement is going dark.
Well, this show's canceled.